Time for World Sport from the BBC with me, John Bennett. Coming up, Lionel Messi is named as FIFA's World Player of the Year. Roberto Mancini faces the world's media in his first news conference as Manchester City boss. And the remarkable story of Mark Vermeulen as the Zimbabwe cricketer begins his comeback to the international game.
Every time I put on, whether it's a Matabeleland cricket shirt, a Zimbabwe cricket shirt, I'm going out there with 150% of, well, I was going to say 150% fire and drive, but maybe fire is not the right word to use in my case.
But first, football, and Lionel Messi has become the first Argentine to win FIFA's World Player of the Year award. Messi, whose goals this year helped Barcelona win the Champions League and the World Club Cup, succeeds Real Madrid's Cristiano Ronaldo in a poll voted for by national team coaches and captains. 22-year-old Messi adds this prize to the prestigious Ballon d'Or, which he won earlier this month for the European Footballer of the Year. Our reporter in Spain, Ashish Sharma, says it's a well-deserved accolade.
If you reflect upon the season that he's had personally, or the year he's had, and of course the amazing achievements for Barcelona, 6 titles in 1 year. This is a player who scored in the Champions League final and he scored in the Club World Cup final. So he's contributed directly, personally, 2 goals in the finals. But of course his contribution is much greater than that if you look at the achievements over the course of last season. And then with everything that's been won, there's just no way he could have gone to anyone else. I think if another player had won it, you know, the questions would have been, what more does Lionel Messi have to do to win it? And the great thing for him also is that he's the first Argentine to have won this title, so he'll be very proud, as will his country.
The new manager of Manchester City, Roberto Mancini, has been speaking about the challenges he'll face at his first news conference since joining the club. Mancini took charge of City on Saturday, immediately after the sacking of Mark Hughes, and faced a barrage of questions about being approached while Hughes was still in charge. He admitted he'd met the club's chairman, Khaldun Al-Mubarak, 2 weeks ago, but said he'd only been offered the job after Saturday's game. Mancini said he was confident of being a big success.
I think that I can do a good job because we have a good player, and my squad usually play to win, always. My target is possible to arrive in top 4, but it's my objective, my target. I think this is possible. If you stay in Inter Milan, pressure is okay. Never. No problem for the pressure, no problem.
Well, Mancini's predecessor Mark Hughes has received much sympathy about the timing of his sacking and the speed with which Mancini was appointed. The club's chief executive, Gary Cook, was also at the news conference. He was left with the tricky task of explaining the board's viewpoint.
Roberto was only offered the job after the Spurs game. We negotiated on Thursday. We finalised an agreement on Friday. And he was not in the stadium on Saturday, as was falsely reported. We moved quickly, as was expected. Like any business, we had a plan, and we moved to work on that plan. As we did that, we are where we are today. And I really think that we need to know that everybody is committed to making this football club one of the greatest football clubs in the world. There are no conspiracy theories. We are working hard every day to make this a successful football club. We need to draw a line and we need to move on to the future.
Monday's Premier League match between Wigan and Bolton was postponed because of the freezing conditions here in England. Although the playing surface was good, areas around the ground were frozen, prompting safety concerns. Juventus have been fined €10,000 by the Italian Football League after their fans chanted a racist slogan and let off fireworks during Sunday's defeat to Catania in Serie A. The league said the punishment might have been more severe if Juve hadn't taken steps to prevent such behaviour. The BBC's Richard Connolly has more details.
A small section of Juventus fans are reported to have sung "There are no black Italians" during Sunday's game. It's a chant that cost the club a stadium ban last season when it was directed at Mario Balotelli of Inter Milan, who is an Italian of Ghanaian descent. The league said in a statement released on its website that the chant was heard on three occasions, but the punishment softened because Juve had made efforts to discourage such episodes from taking place. There's also been speculation in the Italian media that the chants were a deliberate attempt to sabotage the club from fans unhappy with the team's form. Juve have lost their last three games. On a busy day for the authorities, Napoli were fined €15,000 after a laser was shone at the opposition's goalkeeper. Livorno had to pay €8,000 because fans threw flares on the pitch, and Inter Milan €5,000 after fireworks were let off at the San Siro.
The BBC has learned that Craig Levine will be offered the job of Scotland coach if he's happy with what the job entails. Levine, who's currently manager of Dundee United, is due to meet officials from the SFA in the next 24 hours. The Zimbabwean cricketer Mark Vermeulen has been telling the BBC the story of his remarkable comeback to the international side. Vermeulen burnt down the country's cricket academy in 2006, but didn't go to jail because psychiatric reports revealed he'd been suffering from a serious personality disorder brought on after his skull was broken on two separate occasions by a cricket ball. Now, against all the odds, he's back in the national team, and he'll donate all his match fees until the academy is rebuilt. He's been telling the BBC Steve Vickers he's determined to lead Zimbabwe's cricketing revival.
Yeah, look, I've learned that cricket and basically anything in life is a lot of hard work. If you want to become the best, which is what I want to become, it's not easy. So I'm willing to. I'm the type of person, obviously cricket's been my life since I was 14 and I made my first century at school level. I decided this is my calling in life. And so, yeah, I know that the next couple of months, lots of hard work in terms of fitness, and then hopefully lots of runs there so that I can get on that West Indies tour.
Now, Mark, obviously you are perceived as being quite a controversial character, but just tell us who you feel you really are. Who is the real Mark Vermeulen? What sort of a person would you say you are?
I'd say the real Mark Vermeulen is a very driven person. I mean, I don't wake up in the morning to come to a cricket match to score no runs and to lose a cricket match. So if that does happen, I get pretty upset. And if it's, for example, a bad umpire's decision, it's a hell of upsetting. So, yeah, one of the things I'm working hard on is keeping in control of my temper, as it were, making sure that it's not visible to anyone. And if I do get angry, I go and find a quiet corner to lose my frustration. But yeah, basically every time I put on, whether it's a Matabeleland cricket shirt, a Zimbabwe cricket shirt, I'm going out there with 150% of, well, fire. I was going to say 150% fire and drive, but maybe fire is not the right word to use in my case.
That's Zimbabwe's Mark Vermeulen. India have beaten Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the third one-day international in Cuttack to take a 2-1 lead in the 5-match series. After winning the toss, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 239 in the 45th over. Upal Taranga top scored with 72. India coasted to winning 242 for 3 with 44 balls remaining. Sachin Tendulkar was unbeaten on 96. The fourth match of the series takes place in Kolkata on Thursday. Tennis, and the former world number one Justine Henin has received a wild card to the Sydney International next month. Henin announced her comeback to professional tennis in September after a 15-month retirement from the sport. Our top story again, the Barcelona and Argentina striker Lionel Messi has been named FIFA's World Player of the Year. More details on our website, bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London.